looking for moisture, not only across Iowa, but much of the upper Midwest. And typically, we see it in fall before the ground freezes. Dennis Toddy from the Midwest Climate Hub at Iowa State University provides an update coming up on Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Even with the precipitation that has fallen in Iowa, the drought monitor this week still showing 98% of the state is in some form of drought condition. However, Dennis Toddy, good Iowa Ag Matters advocate and the director of USDA's Midwest Climate Hub based at Iowa State University, says fall is typically a time when more rain does occur.
By the time you get around to the fall, crops have stopped growing, plants have stopped using water out of the soil. We don't get as much rainfall, as much total precipitation in the fall as we do during the summer. But on the offside, we don't have plants drawing it out of the soil. So this is the time for soil moisture recharge. And we typically get a couple of those bigger systems that drop widespread precipitation, and we hadn't had those yet.
In regard to precipitation during the fall so far, he says it's definitely a case of the haves and the have-nots.
Parts of Wisconsin received some pretty good rainfalls over the last few weeks. Minnesota, Iowa, parts of the Dakotas also. East central Iowa received some and parts of Illinois. But when you get down into central to southern Iowa, they've received not as much. Parts of Illinois have missed out. Still parts of Wisconsin could use some rainfall too. So kind of spotty.
Now he says what was a bit of a surprise was the cold snap earlier this week. Not that some cold came, but rather the lack of a transition. And that big of a shot across that big of an area for that long. Fortunately, though, he says, things are expected to moderate here into the weekend and next week. This has been Money Matters. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.